I mean, I've heard about people trying that combination even off study. First of all, do you think that that's something that should ever be done, or you think it should only be done on study?
I think today it should be done on study. We have seen some data being presented at the last ECHO meeting of the Dutch Cairo 2 study. The Dutch Cairo 2 study was a randomized study in first-line setting metastatic colorectal cancer, where patients were randomized between capecitabine oxaliplatin Bev plus cetuximab, so the two biologicals. We don't have yet any efficacy, but the Dutch group has presented the safety of the 400 patients, so a considerable number of patients, and have shown that if you look at all adverse events, there were slightly more adverse events in the 4-drug arm than in the 3-drug arm. But if we exclude the skin rash, which is attributed to cetuximab, of course, there was no difference in the adverse events rate. So the conclusion of this safety analysis in the first 400 patients, as presented at the last ECHO meeting in Barcelona, was that this combination is safe in the hands of the Dutch group. And the US CLGB is also doing a randomized first-line study of chemo dealer's choice plus Bev, or the chemo plus cetuximab, or chemo plus both antibodies. More than 2,000 patients are planned. Today, more than 1,000 patients are on the trial. The information that has been disclosed is that the IDMC is looking at regular time points in view of the safety problems with the combination bevacizumab panitumab plus chemo. So in this US CLGB study, the IDMC didn't come up with safety concerns until now. And also in the ERTC study, to go back to that topic, we are monitoring very closely the safety aspects. And I've treated several patients today also in the framework of this ERTC study for FOLFOX, Bev plus cetuximab. There is not really safety concern until today. But having said that, I would not advise today to treat outside of a protocol until we have efficacy data, patients with 2 cytotoxics plus 2 biologicals together in the first line. The sequential use today is the standard outside of a protocol, so chemo plus Bev in the first line, and then later on in failing patients, an EGFR inhibitor.
Now, inpatients are getting this 4-drug combination prior to hepatic surgery. When does the chemo and the cetuximab stop relevant to the surgery?
The chemo and the cetuximab are stopped 4 weeks before surgery, but Bev is not given 6 weeks before. So what we do, in fact, is 5 cycles of FOLFOX, cetuximab, Bev, and then we give a 6th cycle of FOLFOX, cetuximab, and we delete during that 6th cycle Bev, so that we can do the liver surgery 4 weeks after the chemo and cetuximab, but 6 weeks after Bev.